Hey guys, welcome back to The Glam Chemist with your host Genesis Velasquez. Today we'll be chatting with Cynthia Johnson of Cindy J Labs. She'll be sharing with us a little bit of how she developed her social media platform and has used it to promote her business and her services. This episode features a lot of great tips and tricks on how to build out your social media base, how to be authentic on social media, and how to grow your platform. Hope you guys enjoy the episode. Thanks for coming back. So I'm really excited to have you here to share your tips and tricks and anything else that you would like to share with us. So thanks for being a part of it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's definitely an honor to be here on your podcast. I absolutely love what you're doing within the STEM community.
Oh, thank you so much. Coming from you, that means the world, because I totally admire everything you've accomplished in the last year. I mean, tell our listeners a little bit about you, and we'll go into the social media stuff, but I would love to share with them like how you've started your own space and all that stuff.
Sure. So Cindy J Cosmetic Labs LLC really wasn't a overnight type of feel. I've always known that I wanted to be a chemist since I was 15 at Baltimore Polytechnic Institute here in Baltimore, Maryland. And my teacher asked me what I wanted to become when I got older, you know, what I wanted to major in college, what would my career path be. And of course, I was a star athlete in high school and college when it came to basketball and volleyball. So I just knew I was going to go to like the WNBA. He really had to be realistic with me. He asked me, what would be your plan B? So of course, I told him I didn't really know. And he told me that I should look into chemistry. I wasn't really familiar with the chemistry industry and I didn't even know where to start. Yeah. And then that's when he said, you know, you should definitely look into cosmetic chemistry. So as soon as I did that, I said, you know what? I have to be a cosmetic chemist. There's no other way around it. I'm going to be working for the man, working for Johnson & Johnson, MAC Cosmetics, Estee Lauder, all of those different big time companies. But then it wasn't until 2014 where I thought, you know what, it's time for me to start my own business.
Wow. It's ambitious.
You know, I said, I want to become an entrepreneur. I definitely want to become a business owner. Of course, I need to get the experience. So I started working for like contract manufacturers, became a cosmetic chemist. And then once I felt like it was time for me to leave, October of last year, that's when Cindy J became full time.
That's awesome. And for our listeners, Cindy J full-time means that she's established her own space where she can work on the custom formulations she works on and provide R&D consulting. And the space is something that she features on her social media, which is like the highlight to me of your social media, given that it's such an inspiration for folks like myself and listeners, I'm sure. When you work in the space or when you're a lab rat like we used to be, it's really cool to aspire to have your own lab that you can come and whip stuff up in and get your own clients and make pretty things. So it's definitely super inspiring that you knew so early on that you were supposed to be working for yourself and an entrepreneur and that you've done it in such a short amount of time. It's admirable. I totally admire you. I think your space is awesome. Like, I can't wait to like the world open up so I can go visit. It looks like so much fun in there too. Like, you make it such a cozy, fun space and it shows your personality. So with all that being said, like, tell us a little bit about your personal brand or how you established your personal brand and how you present that on social media for us.
Sure. I'm a very vibrant person when it comes to my friends, my family, even relationships. I always take that personal type of a feel and move that into my business. You know, I'm very vibrant. I'm outgoing. I love to talk to people. I love to make people laugh and just have a all around good time. And I felt as though if my personal life is like that, then why not my business? You know, when people think of business, they think, okay, everything is so serious. We have to make sure we're on time for everything. Of course you want to make time, but it's like everything is so strict.
Yeah.
And I didn't want that for my business. You know, I want, you know, when I do hire interns or when I do hire more people on my team, I want people to feel relaxed and not under pressure, because that's where that quality of work is going to come from. That's where your quality of your social media is going to come from. You know, if you see that there's a vibrant person behind the scenes, then most likely your social media is very vibrant.
So yeah, so that's really cool that that's how you found folks. And I completely understand why folks would be more inclined to trust you, given that they can put a face to the name and you're shattering that ceiling of, I'm going to do it myself. I'm a woman of color and I'm going to start my own company and I'm going to use my resources. And you've done all of those things in 3 years. Awesome. Like insane, but awesome. Blessings to you.
Thank you. The beauty industry is very small where... Mm-hmm. Consumers can now access ways to find out who the brand owner is. And this is more for the product-driven brand owners. It's so important to let your consumers know who you are because, you know, there's always controversy of Black or people of color type of products, and there's someone white that owns it. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of consumers are not drawn to that. So if the authenticity or the transparency is there, then people will trust you.
Yeah. Actually, that brings us right into my next question. So mm-hmm. when you talk about authenticity in your social media, what does that mean for you? And how do you hope that translates to people?
Yeah. So I always talk about authenticity and personality. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I'm the vibrant chemist, you may have some other chemists who aren't as vibrant. And that's okay. You know, that's okay that, you know, you want to utilize other ways to create your social media. Mm-hmm. Just use that. Whatever your personality gives, you should let your consumer know your authenticity or how you are as a person, because that's what people love. People are very emotional creatures. Mm-hmm. They're very emotional. Nothing's really about the numbers anymore. Nothing's really about the logistics. It's all about that emotional attachment. How can mm-hmm. I get close with my target audience? You don't have to target everyone. You know, mm-hmm. again, I'm vibrant. So I may be targeting a lot of vibrant brand owners. Mm-hmm. Someone that's not as vibrant may be going after people who really don't know where to start in yeah. this industry. They may be really, you know, they're really shy. They really don't know if they should reach out to different branding companies or marketing companies. Utilize that, you know, have that emotional attachment with that person that's like you, and then make some great products together. I always talk to my younger chemists too about authenticity and personality. There's all different types of personalities and we're not going to target everyone. And that's the nature of business. Find your 1% and target that 1% with your authenticity.
So I think the next thing that would be helpful to know is, what do you find other than authenticity? What do you find is a very important tip when developing your social media base?
Yeah, definitely. So I always look at social media as the audience that you've never had before. Mm-hmm. And what that means is people really don't know who you are personally, which is okay, because again, this is a business. So you're kind of, you know, dividing that personal and business. I always look at my social media as, how am I going to educate the next person? You know, how am I going to show different innovative ideas for the next person? So one tip that I would say is, don't worry about too much about your personal life, or worry too much about, you know, is someone going to like me, or is someone going to follow me because of who I am as a person? Don't get too caught up in that, because we're all behind a phone. Mm-hmm. You know, whoever your audience is, you really don't know who they are when it comes to personal reasons. So make sure you're educating people based off of your business, not based off of your personal experiences, as, you know, just from, like, again, relationships, friendships, when it comes to family or different things like that. Try to separate that, because some people try mm-hmm. to do that. They try to integrate your business and personal together, and it gets kind of confusing, you know, starting off on social media. If you have a personal account, make a business account. You know, your business account should only target your business owners or your business mind, like-minded people. You know, my personal account, it's great and everything. You know, you'll see me with different outfits on that's not chemistry-based, or you may see me going to different types of activities that's not chemistry-based. And I wanted to keep it like that. You know, mm-hmm. my business side, you may not see a picture of me going to the club. Or you are not going to see a picture of me, you know, not so much just with my personal family or with, like, my godson. Gotcha. You're going to see pictures and content of education, chemistry, cosmetic chemistry, working in the field. You know, even if it is a picture of me, I'll have maybe a lab coat on, or mm-hmm. I'm at an event, or some type of like-minded business event where we're going to make sure that we're going to separate that personal and business aspect. And again, I see it all the time. I see where personal mm-hmm. business just integrate, and you got to definitely differentiate your accounts when it comes
gotcha.
To that.
Yeah. So how do you tailor your content? Like when you think of, okay, I've been to maybe a full day, you'll start your day in the lab and end your day at the club. And then, you know, Saturday morning, you might start at brunch, but then you'll stop by in the lab to pick up some samples. Like mm-hmm. that's the reality of life. How right. do you tailor what you capture and what you present to your audience?
So I definitely make sure that I capture something every day.
Okay.
Every single day. And when I mean something, it could be a new ingredient that a supplier may have highlighted, mm-hmm. or maybe it's something that I am making in the laboratory, or even events or conferences. I want to make sure that I'm at least getting one picture of something every single day. Now, I may not post that picture mm-hmm. that day. I may be saving it for a month later. There's some pictures on my Instagram that I took weeks ago. And it really looks like, she's in the laboratory. No, I'm actually working from home.
Yeah, I'm home on the couch.
So that's all about your content. You have to be proactive when it comes to a lot of your content. You know, mm-hmm. I take a lot of content, again, from the laboratory. But if I come across like a roadblock, I may look at some reels. You know, of course, Instagram has that mm-hmm. reel feature where you can look through different reels. I may get some idea or inspiration from different reels. I may go to Pinterest, you know, and maybe look at some skincare Pinterest ideas or hair care Pinterest ideas, and kind of utilize that as the cosmetic chemist, not so much like your product driven type of service. So those are the different things that you can definitely do when it comes to that day-to-day basis. Capture something once a day, put that into an album so that you can go back and create that content. Look at different reels and other social media handles where you can get that inspiration.
Taking those moments when you're looking at content inspiration and finding a home for them and prepping yourself. So like the days that you don't, let's say you're home, like you said, and you don't have something to post, at least you have it already kind of batched somewhere, literally batched somewhere. That's a cool tip. Yeah, I definitely didn't think about that. I mean, capturing something every day is a really, really good idea. I think sometimes we get so caught up in things that right. the last thing you think about is grabbing your phone to take any kind of content.
Exactly. I do like to tell a lot of people too, that when you see on my social media, you'll see my logo that's more like transparent on a lot of like pictures and videos and things like that. You definitely want to watermark your
protect your content. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there were a couple of times where I created something in the laboratory and then mm-hmm. I actually saw one of my clients that used my content, but it wasn't even for them. So it was like a shampoo, but they thought it was their cleanser. And mm-hmm. they used that shampoo as, my chemist is working here. And
brings up another question. Do you share your content with your clients? Like when they're doing like behind the scenes stuff for their products, do you open up your content to them?
Yeah. So it's more of a service. So they definitely have to pay for it. If they do want the content, if they want, and that's the reason why, because of the young lady that did mm-hmm. take the content that I had on my social media, which I'm very open to people asking me, hey, I know you're working on my product. Is it possible that you can send me content? That's definitely not a problem because I probably was going to capture it anyway, but I do charge for sending like videos and pictures. And they're broken down into either you want the Cindy J watermark or you want the picture content without the watermark.
For you to use freely. Yeah.
Exactly. Of course, the content without the watermark is going to be a little bit more pricey than the one with the watermark. But that's just, again, the nature of business.
Yeah, it's licensing your intellectual property, technically, right. because like an artist, like you can use my drawing, but you would have to use it with my signature, or versus like if you want to be able to modify it, then you have to license it. That's all fair, but it's also a great system to have in place too. You know, like we want to be as accommodating to our clients and help them build their platforms as well. But like at the same time, like it takes time. It's
hey,
Hey guys, we're getting some great tokens from Cynthia in this conversation, and I just need to take a quick break so you can hear a message from our sponsor. I hope you listeners are finding this conversation as inspiring as I am. Let's get back to my chat with Cynthia. One thing I wanted to ask you is, now that you've built out your social media platform and your website and also have your audience, what kind of opportunities has your social media gotten for you? Like, are people more inclined to feature you in things, or has it helped build your client base?
It has definitely helped my client base, number one. My priority for my social media, of course, is to target my clientele, my typical clientele for Cindy J. It has helped tremendously. I've always received DMs from people asking, direct messages from people asking if I am bringing on new projects or am I helping people out of state? And it's always a blessing to share with them, like, hey, Cindy J is for everyone. Again, we can help you with your product formulation, development, get you to the right resources, contract manufacturing, branding, marketing, all of those different things, so that they can feel a lot smoother or feel like this process is a lot smoother within the beauty industry. And also different opportunities, again, doing podcasts.
Yeah, I forgot all about that one.
Guys, doing podcasts with different people and also being featured in different magazines, you know, definitely helping a lot of these editors with their articles and having Cindy J as a contributor for their articles. That has definitely been a blessing. I will be featured in Cosmetics and Toiletries soon.
So cool. That's awesome.
And because of the content that I make on social media, that's why they reached out.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. So much fun this week. So
very cool. So for our listeners, Cosmetics and Toiletries is actually one of like the top four magazines for folks in our industry. It's one of the direct resources that R&D chemists use and marketing folks use in our space. So having your name printed in that digital magazine is an amazing opportunity as a formulator. And I am so excited for you. That is the coolest thing I have heard this year. It's awesome that they're featuring young chemists too. I feel like a lot of it usually comes from either large corporations of how they develop their raw materials or market research. So it's very cool that they're featuring, like, you know, a Black woman that is an entrepreneur and also a female and also in STEM, like all of these check marks that are so cool. I hope they keep that going. That's really, really awesome.
Yeah, definitely. They love their growth as well. Even with their social media content, they have grown tremendously. So
yeah, I'm seeing that our outlets are like catching on. Like, we need to target this audience of young chemists that we may have been like not even tailoring our research to, and, you know, providing way more innovation than they ever did because we're looking for it. Consumers and chemists, like, we can perfect the mascara forever, but it's time to move on.
Funny quote.
But yeah, it's really cool that these opportunities have come for you. I mean, obviously, I love having you on the podcast. I was so excited to have you on. You know, you have your social media, you have a lot of education on there, you have a lot of fun content, you have a lot of, you know, resources for folks to reach out to and learn even further. So what is your ultimate goal for your platform? Where do you see it growing into?
Yes, I definitely see Cindy J just overall growing into a contract manufacturer for small businesses and startups. Like I said, the contract manufacturers that I worked for, they were always targeting their big businesses. And even if the smaller businesses came up, they always took advantage of them, you know? And I told myself, this is not the way that I want to represent myself, you know? So let's create a laboratory first and then grow into a contract manufacturer where I can help my small businesses and startups. And when I mean contract manufacturing, I'm talking about your low minimum order quantities. I understand manufacturers have to make money. You know, their business is based off of the number of units going out of the door. Well, for me, you know, just my laboratory alone has helped me grow my clientele so much that when I do get into the contract manufacturer, I know I'm going to have a clientele base who need that low minimum order quantity. There are people out here who need that low minimum order
quantity. We both work with clients that you know, they're trying their best. They're on a budget. And I think you and I have had separate conversations about this where like, well, the reason why we started our business is to create a space for those brands, because it's about leveling out the playing field, which I'm so excited for you to develop your contract manufacturing facility, because I've got folks to send your way. I love that as the goal. And it'll be cool to see you like batching big drums and have your like 6 kilo drums.
Yes,
it'll be so much fun.
I love it. And it's so crazy because the manufacturer that I work for, my last manufacturer that I worked for, they had an area where they did like 10 kilos or 5 kilos, and then had a filling unit for only that 10 and five. So it's doable. You know, it's not, when I think of contract manufacturer, of course, I think of my other jobs where, you know, there's a whole line filling station. And you had those big tanks of products and things like that. And I thought to myself, there has to be a way where I can target the smaller businesses. As soon as they took me into that area, a light bulb just went right up.
Love that. I mean, monetize on the opportunities that they're missing. I think that, I mean, that's why I started my company too. I myself as a brand owner was looking for the same resources. Right. And then I turned around and saw myself like, I can do this. I can create the space. I can literally be available to others and provide the same resources that I was finding myself looking for. Right. So yeah, it's one of those things where like, yes, we love that there's the L'Oreals and the Revlons and all of the corporate huge companies of the world, because they're what inspired us. But at the same time, there's so much innovation and so many exciting things coming from these small beauty brands that have like cult-like followings. Like they have people that are just waiting for launches and they sell out instantly. And it's like, if you're not capitalizing on their success or monetizing on their success somehow, then you're losing an entire demographic, which I think they're starting. Yeah. They're starting to realize that, but like, girl, make your money while they start to figure that out. Because it's like, well, hello, they've been here forever. You just haven't been giving them the time of day.
Right.
But if you make that space for them, they'll flock. And obviously you've seen that from your content. And I've seen that from my client outreach. Just there's people with so many cool ideas in beauty. And it's actually like, when I say innovation, it's like changing the way we've seen beauty until now. And that's like, you know, skincare, personal care, hair care. But it's so cool for me as a chemist and as a scientist to work on, because I'm like, this is awesome. Why didn't we think about this sooner? But then also you're facilitating something and being part of something that could change beauty for folks and, you know, be received so well. So that's really cool.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. I'm so excited for you to have your facility. Honestly, the fact that you even have a lab is so awesome. Like I have one other friend who has a lab and I'm like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like I totally geek out for it as a chemist.
Yeah, me too, all the time.
Yeah. Just like walking into your own space must be so cool.
Like, wow, I did this. You have to congratulate yourself. That's
you
another
did.
Thing. Yeah. Please congratulate yourself. And if it's every single day, that's fine. You know, you're not in the business to impress other people. You're in the business for whatever your why is, why you got into business. You want to continue to utilize that why and congratulate yourself. Give yourself a kudos, you know, give yourself credit. When I walk in here and I think about, you know, the interior designing that went down, even with like the plumbing and all of the different things that I had to get done, I just say, Cynthia, you just did an excellent job. You have to be a cheerleader. Thank you.
You absolutely did. I haven't even seen the facility in person, but you absolutely did. Like just even that one video, listeners, if you get a chance, check out the reel where she shows like the time lapse of the bare space into what it is today. You killed that. And it's so inspiring. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm so excited to continue to see you grow. And obviously like, we'll follow you on the podcast and we'll have you on as often as you'd like. Thank you for chatting with me. This has been so much fun. This is like such a great.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Oh, I just love what you're doing with the STEM area. I don't even think there's a podcast that I truly know that's targeting STEM. Well, except for the EcoWell, but this is more of a emotional, personal type of engagement, and you're just doing an excellent job. Thank you so much.
No, I love it. I love you guys. Like I've like I said, I found a community online thanks to social media. And I had like all these, you know, DM conversations with everybody. And I was like, we need to share, like someone needs to hear this, yes. You know, like even the advice, like you gave me excellent advice when we first spoke as a business person. And like that in and of itself, like someone can take that as a token, not just myself. And, you know, yes. I'm, as you mentioned earlier, I'm all about what can I share and how can I educate other folks? I'm not selfish with the information that I receive. So that's what this platform is all about, is just making it so that someone who was like me in my undergrad experience is like, oh, damn, there are folks that right. are just like me or have the same background or came from the area that I'm from or, you know, built something into like, you know, what it is now. I don't know many women in STEM and I'm a first generation graduate. So like I have a whole other story to give folks. So mm-hmm. it's cool that we can share our stories, give these tips on how to build your business mm-hmm. and how to, you know, build your own brand and do it all by yourself the way you did. And if it can help someone, that's what it's all about, okay. you know? So I appreciate you being a part of it. I only have two more questions for you. So I asked this to all of my guests. And I think it's like the part where I would hope the listeners take the most out of. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever received professionally and still live by?
Oh, wow. There's so much that I've definitely received. I would say the number one thing that I have received, one piece of advice that I did receive, is to visualize success. You know, I've always told yeah. people that have maybe imposter syndrome, who really feel like they don't belong in the industry, just whatever you do, it doesn't have to be cosmetics. Anything that you do, some people may think they don't belong or they're not good enough. And even though I have not felt like that before when it came to just personal, just accomplishments and things like that, I still, in the back of my mind, I said, you always have to visualize success if you want to continue this success. This goes for anyone. You know, if you do feel like that there's something that you're not a part of or you want to be a part of, but you don't know how to get there, you have to visualize it. I'm all about vision. God's yeah. vision is the ultimate vision. If someone else tells you that your vision is off or you don't mm-hmm. belong here, or I even had some of my family members tell me, you sure you want to go full time at this time? You don't want to continue to work? I told them, God already told me it's time. Mm-hmm. Just makes you feel so much lighter, you know, yeah. you have so much on your load, on your shoulders. And it's like, how am I going to get through this day? But if you just visualize just another type of platform or mm-hmm. visualize another type of chapter in your life, you have to figure out how to get there. And that's good. That's a great thing right then awesome. And there. So it's all folks, about the girl.
That is the best professional advice I've ever received. And now I will be living by it. So you've yes. just heard it from Cynthia Johnson. I will now be living by this message. I got exactly what I needed from this conversation.
Absolutely.
The last thing I want to ask you is, you know, I mean, I think your experience is so unique, but what advice or what would you say to your undergraduate self, knowing what you know now and having built what you've built now, what would you say to that version of you?
I would definitely tell the young, I'm not going to say young because I'm still young. Young Cynthia Johnson, to get more involved at an mm-hmm. earlier age when it comes to cosmetic chemistry. I didn't have an advisor. I didn't have anyone to look up to when I started out in the industry. I feel like if I did, I would have never went to North Carolina A&T for chemical engineering for a year. Mm-hmm. And now my student loan debt is crazy. So,
that's relatable.
You know, I definitely would have, you know, if I did have an advisor, they would have told me, hey, go to University of Cincinnati, mm-hmm. you know.
Or, like a tailored program. Yeah.
Yeah, specifically for cosmetic science. I was following the money at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I was following, you know, chemical engineering is the money grabber. And mm-hmm. that's what I was following. I took my eyes off of my passion for a quick second. And once I got back on that track, that's when I started to realize I do need to be more involved. So yeah. I would definitely tell my younger self, you know, get more involved with cosmetic chemistry. Look up nonprofit organizations like the Society of Cosmetic Chemists. Reach mm-hmm. out to a cosmetic chemist. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be afraid to reach out to a cosmetic chemist. Don't just, it's not always about the money. Yes, we all love money. We all feel like money is just mm-hmm. the root of not even evil, but just the root of like happiness. And sometimes it's not, you know,
I agree.
You know, money is great, but if your passion isn't there, then mm-hmm. what's the point of making that money?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's exactly how I felt in the last year, you know, when I had family as well. Like, are you sure you're ready to do this full time? And, you know, I was happy in my, well, I was content at my last job. I was making quite a lot of money and I was, you know, my degree was paying for itself, which is what we hope for. But they're just, I wasn't happy to wake up every morning and like go do what I was doing. And it wasn't my passion. So right. I think that's a great piece of advice is, you know, taking that risk and that leap sometimes is worth way more than money. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to cosmetic science, the best piece of advice is, you know, this is a very small industry. We are all very, very nice. Reach out to anyone in the cosmetic sciences and you will find mentorships. You will find internship opportunities. There's so many resources out there. If you just take a second to look, this is like one of the most homey industries I've ever seen. Like everyone is just like really welcoming. The resources are totally there. And like, even, you know, going to our social media, I'm happy to give advice to undergraduate folks and say like, you know, check out this society or get involved with this event that's happening in New York or whatever. We're definitely really inclined to get more folks in the industry, especially if it's, you know, more girls in STEM. I will do anything to encourage other women to go into STEM. And I will encourage any other person that's a minority to get into STEM because we need to get into this space and start building products that are for us, by us.
Right. By us.
Yeah. So we are both available for any feedback. And obviously like Cynthia's social media has tons of information and resources on raw materials, on the industry itself, on new projects she's working on. Definitely keep tabs on her. And we'll obviously be sharing a lot of your stuff on our social platforms. Thank you so much for being part of the conversation and giving all of your great advice and all the messages I needed. Thank you for being my guru today. I greatly appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back on. Is there anything else you want to share? Let folks know where to find you. Any new things we should be looking out for?
Yeah, so definitely follow me on Instagram. My business page is Cindy J Labs. You can also follow me on Facebook. We do have a Facebook page where you can hit that like button. And we're also on LinkedIn personally and business. We have a lot of things coming up. This month in November and December. So definitely look out for those updates.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for your time. We loved having you. I'm excited to have you back.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you so much for putting this together.
No problem. My pleasure. And that was our episode with Cynthia. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I think there were some really great tips in there. I myself needed this message far more than I thought, and I loved my conversation with her, and we're excited to have her back for future episodes. Guys, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment. Any feedback would be amazing. We're available on all major platforms to listen, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at theglamchemist_. Check all of our stuff out. We're really, really excited to have you here. Thank you guys for the support. See you at the next episode.